Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a couple of minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then you might have been listening or might be. I fucked up the tent, so you might be listening too. Us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the most awesomest place, Fluffy Bunnies and all that bullshit, crabdiving.com. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Why are you looking at me weird?
I don't know. I was wondering.
I feel like I'm doing art prop. What is it when you do like art?
Performance art?
No, I'm doing performance art with these goddamn headphones. I had some weird cable shit going on.
Oh, I just saw your microphone aimed in the complete incorrect direction. I was trying to lengthen the what I say for the opening.
Oh yeah,
until you fixed your mic.
No milking. This is a non-milking. I don't care how long you spent in fucking Wisconsin. You ever milk a cow?
Yes.
Professionally or
yes.
just for fun?
Not professionally. Just yeah, for laughs. Hop out of the car, be like, there's one.
This milk. directly from a udder. Does that taste different than, you know, out of the jug? Out of like a plastic
yes.
jug?
Yes. It's warm.
Oh, gross.
For one thing.
That's so fucking disgusting.
Yeah, there's something. It puts you off, possibly, the milk for a couple of days.
Yeah.
After you see immediately where it comes from, this saggy thing hanging underneath the cow. God. Again, it's one of these things where, you know, back in the day, way back in caveman days, who was the first one to be like, I'm going to suck on that. I'm going to try that shit.
Well, didn't the Bible, and there's some verse that instructs you, and then Moses went forth and sucked off the udder of a raccoon. Sucky, sucky.
A raccoon?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what? Why?
Do raccoons have udders?
Yes. Give us a call. Or, no, wait,
I think
don't
raccoons
call us. Tweet us.
Are they're mammals, so they probably, well, not the cows aren't, but I mean, I think they probably just have titties, right?
Why don't we
raccoon
have
raccoon titties?
Let me ask you a serious question. Why don't we have a fucking animal show on here where we talk about like wildlife, you know, biology maybe? Why don't we do that? We know anybody?
On the network, on Crab Diving Network 24/7?
Yes.
When animals get pissed.
We have our When Animals Get Pissed segment here on the Crab Diving Show.
So true. That's right.
Which, fuck it. We can go right into.
Oh, yes.
Screw our schedule. There's a lot going on animal-wise. We do have breaking news. This
just in on crabdiving.com.
This was called in by the Crab Diving Bureau.
Oh, yes.
In
the
Pensacola.
The Northern Florida Crab Bureau.
initially, well, the initial reports, it was just Florida plus snake, which, of course, if you've been listening to Crab Diving,
yes.
You know that we've been probably the only news outlet that's been feverishly covering the escaped cobra in the Orlando area.
Oh, yeah. That's a developing story. Now, a lot of people think, no, it's not. Well, they haven't caught it. And do you think what that cobra's fucking alive? What animal would have eaten it?
Well, right.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, there's, I guess
I don't think there's a lot of natural predators for the biggest, baddest, nastiest fucking snake that, you know, one of them that there is, the baddest cobra.
I should get my cousin to call in because that's his job. You know, he goes and catches scary things that shouldn't be wherever they might be and puts them somewhere else. So, I mean, this finding this cobra would be right up his alley.
But today's story is not a cobra.
Oh, yes.
This is at a flea market in Homestead, Florida.
I mean, none of this. I mean, yes, I would be shocked if this happened to me. But reading this story, none of this is shocking, right?
So this is under one of those, you know, party tents. A booth that somebody's selling shit, and they appear to be selling secondhand clothing.
Great.
This is the pants table.
Have you ever been to a flea market? A
lot of camo. I did suffer that abuse as a child. We've spoken of where my parents were big flea market goers. Not only were they big flea market goers, this was part of the ritual. Wake me up at 4 a.m. Take us fishing.
Oh, shit.
Then we would finish fishing by, you know, 10, 11, and then we'd have to go to the fucking flea market.
Man,
we weren't selling that day because those were all day affairs when we were actually selling it.
That's hard work, man. You got to unload all your shit. You put it out there. You make about 75 cents and you load it back in the fucking car.
And my dad would sit there and drink beer all day.
What did you guys sell?
Shit.
Like what?
Knick-knacky, bullshitty, tchotchke crap.
Why at flea markets? Because my family, we always used to go. Why is there always a large assortment of butterfly knives? You ever notice that? And knives and creepy shit.
Well, right. You never know.
Because creepy people go to these fucking flea markets.
Well, something else creepy was at this flea market.
Oh, yes.
In the...
Pardon me while I whip this out.
I don't know where Homestead be.
Oh, it's in a shitty little part of Florida. Homestead, Florida is, if anyone's listening from that town, I've never been there, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's horrible. It's got to be shitty. Homestead, Florida?
Yes. It's Miami-Dade County, near Florida City. Look at you laughing.
I just saw the map. Oh, yeah, that sucks.
It's right near, it's pretty close to the other glades. South of yeah. Oh, it's way down there.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful down. The Everglades are kind of neat, but it's basically, let me explain the Everglades to you. It's a swamp with shitloads of alligators and snakes and spiders that can bite you. They'll fucking paralyze you. Y'all get raped by backwoods lunatic. Meet me in the Everglades. Hey, boy! Now, listen, you're marginalizing. That's North Georgia. That's where deliverance took place. It did not take place in the Everglades.
Marginalizing.
It's different. How dare you?
So anyway, Miami-Dade County, this laying in between the pants on one of these tables at one of these flea markets. There are photographs. We'll put them out on Facebook. By the way, tweet us during the show if you want to chat with us. Twitter is at Crab Diving.
Chuatas.
One word, CRABDIVING.
Yes. Good job. Well, you're a great speller, though. You can generally spell most things.
I was trying to multitask, and it's not good when you're trying to spell shit.
Spell receipt now. Do
R-E-C-E-I-P-T. Without thinking.
Damn. I got to look for the red squiggly on that one every time. Spell. Hey, I got a really good one for you. Spell inconvenience. The hardest. That's the hardest.
I-N-C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-C-E.
Wait, is that right? I have no fucking I always look for autocomplete on autocorrect on that. And I Bill Gates.
Wait, what the hell are you typing inconvenience for all the time?
For my job?
Oh, you're apologizing for the inconvenience.
I'm a professional apologist. That's what I do for a living. I write things like, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, blah, blah, blah. You'd think I'd know how to spell that word. But Bill Gates' Microsoft Word program.
Yes.
You know, it gives me incontinence. It gives me that option.
Well, you also have Bill Gates' Microsoft Word program from the Lincoln administration.
Yeah, from 2003.
Installed into
I hate Microsoft.
Go to crabdiving.com, buy shit through Amazon, and let's help Ryan upgrade.
Yeah, that's the first thing I'm doing with some extra money.
So the headline is also, I found a great place to read this shit at the Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah.
.co.uk.
Is this British people talking about Florida?
The Brit trash rag.
Ah, you condescending assholes.
With headlines that are longer than most of the news stories and other websites.
Hey.
8 foot long Burmese python shocks shoppers after cozying up for a nap between piles of secondhand clothing at a flea market.
Wow.
The 40-pound snake
of evil terror
was curled up in between, you know, some khakis and some camos. No, they're not khakis. These are these are Cavariccis and camos.
Oh, do you ever have any Z Cavariccis?
Yeah, I had Cavariccis.
How did let me ask you something. How did a pant style with a tag right on the zipper where your penis is, how did that become popular
that the
on
point.
Any level? That was the worst period of style ever.
Yeah,
that
was pretty bleak.
Mullets and Z Cavaricci. Hello, white trash.
I never did the mullet thing, I'm
really?
Pretty sure.
God, I did.
I never did full mullet. That might have been, I might have just been at my I don't give a fuck stage and just kind of had shaggy hair.
Grunge.
Much like now.
You know what was the worst?
Back
about
to
that,
I don't give a fuck.
About that mullet stage in our period of fashion history. That was the 80s with Z Cavaricci. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but in Georgia, people had, they used to perm their mullets.
Oh.
Perm. Yeah. They put curlers in their hair and dudes would perm their fucking mullets. What the fuck? Horrible.
So, members of the Miami-Dade County Venom 1 unit.
Fuck you.
Venom 1
on
the scene.
Yeah, you need one of those. There's all kinds of poisonous shit down there. But this shouldn't be there.
They captured the snake without anyone getting hurt. There's a picture of one of the snake dudes just went and picked it up. They knew it was a python, so they just went and picked it up.
Oh, they loved it. This is their thing.
He says the snake looks like it had a full belly.
Oh, great.
So it likely was just sleeping off its meal. Well, I go. Lord knows what's in that belly.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Somebody's chihuahua.
A Pomeranian.
Do you think maybe he ate the cobra?
A hamster. Oh, I hope.
I don't know.
Maybe he ate
it. I think the cobra might win that one.
A python, though.
Are other snakes immune to snake venom?
Yes.
I wonder.
I don't know. Yeah, man. They're
hashtag
impervious.
Question of the day. So there you go. The Burmese python captured in Homestead, Florida. I also have...
Fuck you. By the way, I'm sorry. Are we moving away from the python story?
From that python story?
Okay, we're not addressing the most important part of the story is... why the fuck is there a python in Florida? Are they native?
Too. I don't believe Burmese python.
Yeah, Burma. So what is it doing in Florida? What is it? How did it get there? Did it slither across the Atlantic or a long way around the Pacific?
It did. It disguised itself as a purse.
Or did some little jack off in Florida that, you know, doesn't have any friends, lives in the basement, although there are no basements in Florida. You know, did he get a snake so he could appear interesting and special to his shithead friends?
God, fucking
allergies.
Bullshit, man.
Horrible. But really, but that's why that snake is there. Not for any...
Quite possibly.
That is so infuriating. It's so, it really pisses me off. We shouldn't have to contend with cobras and Burmese pythons, but we do. Because people have to have these special pets. Because look at me. Daddy didn't hug me enough when I was a kid. Now I have a fucking snake in an aquarium.
That's so gross.
Oh, yeah. Are you all right, man?
Oh, fucking just amputate.
He's allergies. What do you amputate? Your nose?
The head. Just take it off.
I would take your nose off. You're like Michael Jackson.
Winter, right.
Do you remember that? I'm so sorry. You remember that South Park? When Michael Jackson shows up and his nose keeps falling off.
Yeah, those guys are great. A 71-year-old man, Winter Park, Florida.
Oh, Winter Park. That is the home of at Ian Garlic, host of the Dow of Inbound.
We were getting the the equipment wasn't placed yet. So a 71-year-old gentleman in Winter Park, Florida.
Fuck ye, boy.
Has been hospitalized.
Oh, shit.
After he was bitten.
Motherfuckers.
By his venomous pet snake.
What a dickhead. Ha 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 ha.
A Gaboon viper?
What the fuck is that?
Gaboon vipers are not native to Florida,
Ryan. Oh, great. Well, now they are. Now they're going to live there.
And they can have fangs up to 2 inches long.
Shit. Did it escape after it bit him?
But listen to this next... No, no, no. Listen to this next stat. This is from Fox 23 in Florida. It says, Robert Smith is the only licensed venomous snake owner on his street.
On his street?
Where the attack was reported.
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
They're like, he's the only one on that block that's got a legal snake license.
I have an interesting question for you that makes me think. Do you think in Florida there are more people licensed to own venomous snakes
than
guess what I'm going to say? Then what? Guess.
Rhodes Scholars?
No. Oh. I was going to say people on that Amber Alert list or that sex offender list. Do you think there are more sex offenders or legally, what are they, licensed venomous snake handlers?
Yeah, herpetologists? Is that what they call them?
Are there more snake freaks or molesters in Florida? Discuss. Predictions.
God, I might have to give it to the molesters.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Sadly. Oh, I hate these snake people so much. And I'm trying not to be happy that this guy got bitten. Is he dead? Did he survive?
Authorities are not saying how he was bitten, but they say they're crediting his experience and his actions after the bite that saved his life.
What?
They're optimistic of his recovery.
Yeah.
Because of his training on what to do after snake bite, and he had quick access to anti-venom. He was bitten on the hand. The investigator said...
What an idiot.
It looks like a simple keeper mishap.
Okay. That's what we're naming this episode.
Simple keeper mishap?
Simple keeper mishap. What a...
Adult Gaboon vipers...
Oh, shit.
According to Fox 23, can grow up to 6 feet long.
Oh.
And weigh 20 pounds.
Oh, God, what a dick. What if this Gaboon escapes and whoever happens upon it isn't lucky enough to be a licensed venomous fuckface or whatever and doesn't have anti-venom? They just die?
Well, yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
God.
Bend over and kiss your ballsack goodbye.
If I'm Obama, I get a list of these freaks that are on this venomous snake list. And I confiscate their shit.
You. See, that's what that guy said on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Remember that guy that accused you of being a herpophobiac? What did he call you?
He called me a herpa. Fuck him.
Yeah, because you said people shouldn't have snakes, and he got all butthurt about it.
He's stupid. What's his name? Read it out loud. Let's shame him.
It's an old
story. Oh, really? For being Facebook ignorant. Page. Because, I don't want to. Who likes those snakes? Who wants to have one? Who wants to find one?
People are into those. I don't.
Why?
You know, I don't know if you've got a degree and you know about that shit and everything. I just don't get the people that are, you know, they got one in a terrarium in their house.
Yeah. What do you get out of that?
Right. I mean.
Let me explain to you what you get. You come over. Hey, Pat, thanks for coming over. What's going on? Hey, look at my snake.
Right.
Look how cool I am.
And the whole feeding ritual is gross. You know, a little on the barbaric side. If you got to toss a live something else in there and watch them eat it. Or
have fun.
A dead frozen rat or something disgusting like that.
Or how about this feeding ritual? The fucking thing escapes and it eats Fluffy next door.
Right.
Fuck these people.
This guy's a retired science teacher and has followed all the requirements for owning venomous snakes.
So what happened?
He holds licenses for 4 different species.
Yeah.
I guess you have to get a different license. I guess that's good.
You know, fuck this dude.
A different different license.
I hate everything.
Listen
about
to you,
this.
No, having no sympathy.
No, I don't. You know, I didn't get bit by a Gaboon Viper or whatever it is. You know why? Because I don't have one.
Because you don't have a Gaboon Viper.
And if you're an expert on it, why don't you buy some books, get some pictures?
There's a cranky terrier in the house.
Well, yeah. You cannot compare. I don't want to make a joke about this. You can't compare owning a dog to a snake because this sucks. This really sucks. Do you realize in Florida there are pythons?
You'll whip out an abortion joke, but can't joke around about a snake getting loose.
Well, okay. Kate is not dangerous. She is a Jack Russell Terrier. There's nothing dangerous about her. Yeah, I'm pro-choice. That's a good thing. And I'm anti-venomous snakes. That should be bipartisan. Well, both sides of the aisle should be for.
There are probably members of both sides of the aisle that would concur.
But the problem with these people that own snakes, I think if you own a snake that's dangerous, I think there is something inherently fucked up about you, which makes owning the snake really dangerous because you're the kind of asshole that might have a psychotic break. Who knows? You leave the latch open on the screen and then, you know, there's a cobra loose in fucking Orlando.
Well, right.
And now we have pythons in Florida, right? They live in the wild because...
Well, boas and pythons, right?
So, like, why are we just not, as a society, shaming these assholes?
They're breeding in the wild.
Oh, yeah, great.
Because, seriously, because these assholes have let...
And it's not your fault.
So many of them have escaped.
And it's not my fault. But guess what? If we're walking around in Florida, we might happen upon one of these fucking snakes. Because we as a society aren't shaming these fuckers.
Well, and now listen to this neighborhood. You know, we're all like, well, let's forget about the cobra. But they had a false alarm over the weekend where somebody called in, thought she saw this fucking cobra.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turned out to not be. I don't even know if it was a snake or whatever. But nonetheless, there was people are still freaking out in that area. And they should be.
Of course they.
Because there's a giant death machine.
Right. And so now, like, if I live there, I'm like, well, number one, I can't sell my house. Who wants to buy it? There's a cobra on the loose. I'm stuck living here. What do I do? Do I just walk around with a shotgun, just shooting the ground in front of me?
They think it was
everywhere.
A native non-venomous snake that she saw. She's some reality star or something.
Oh, God.
But nonetheless, people are frazzled. There because of this bullshit.
Yeah. My mom just texted in. She said Florida just had Amnesty Day for snakes and lizards.
What does that mean?
I think that's a joke.
Oh,
that's funny.
I thought it was serious.
No, I don't know. Yeah, if you're a snake or lizard, you can turn yourself in and be euthanized.
There's a
snakes.
There's also an article at the Orlando Sentinel about the whole cobra deal.
Oh yeah. Fuck this.
And how they're really. Trying to poo-poo the story because this part of the year is shitty for tourism to begin with because it's so bald, droopingly hot down in Florida.
What's their point?
And they're trying to whitewash the cobra story.
Nobody's here anyway.
Don't octay about the Obra K.
Oh, are they worried about Disney World?
I don't know. It says...
Could you imagine you get in a teacup and then, you know... ouchie. Right. Oh, shit. You know, the worst would be... Have you ever been on the Disney World? They have this amazing ride. It's the Safari Boat Trip. It's supposed to be something from Jungle Book, I think. I don't know. But what? Say you're on the Safari Boat Trip, then you just... fucking cobra slithers out and stands up and deploys its hood or, you know what I mean, like fans out.
Right.
You're like, oh, look, that's the most amazing animatronic thing ever. You touch it and boom, you're dead. What about that?
Right.
Fuck this.
It says people don't need another excuse not to come to Florida. To make matters worse, it wasn't just a standard pet cobra that escaped. I think this person...
Are they being funny?
...is a humorist. To make matters worse, it wasn't just a standard pet cobra that escaped. It was the largest, quickest, deadliest species of cobra in the animal kingdom.
My mother texted me again. She is not joking. This is an amnesty for people that have illegal pets. They're saying you can turn them in. What is this?
Oh, you can turn...
They just had an amnesty day, so that story should be out there. I thought she was kidding with me. God.
So if you've got
that sounds ridiculous.
Some kind of heinous creature of death.
What is wrong with people?
Then you can go and turn it in.
Oh,
I guess.
God. By the way, right after this show, I need to walk my shark.
Right.
Fuck everyone with this.
Speaking
pet.
Of, did you see the photograph that your brother sent to us?
No, what was that?
In your email?
Oh, shit.
From Talkeetna. The Talkeetna correspondent sent a photograph of... It's right up that alley. You'll have to put it on your Facebook.
I will.
It's a picture of a shark jumping out of the water.
Oh, I did see that. I saw that.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah, giant machine of death.
See you in the water.
Got one last quick, I guess, animal story.
Wait, were we done with the snake thing?
Yeah, we're done. What more is there? Is it snake
it's horrible.
That's loose.
I'm so outraged at. I mean, this is something we're bringing it on ourselves, and we're giving people a license to say, "Hey, we're allowing it." Why? It should be like, "Hey, you should go to the city." Say, "Listen, I want to own a cobra," and then somebody at the city should say, "Go fuck yourself." No.
Well, I think a lot of places do.
People in India are listening to this and they're like, "God, you guys,
they lost their mind."
Yeah, I wish we didn't have any of these things, but we have them all.
Not
but
that
yet,
they would
you're...
say it in English with yes. Some kind of Apu accent.
Yeah,
like I just
studied dialects in college,
I did,
right?
Yeah,
theater.
That's right. So there you go. That's what's going on there. The
assholes.
The last story I've got, I guess, isn't really. When animals get
it's the
pissed.
Worst this section is, of our society, snake owners. Really? Who would you least like to spend time with? Some asshole with a snake in an aquarium.
Well, what about that guy, that militia dude who was all pissed off? Listen to Friday's episode of Crab Diving when the Hollywood Hick was in. And go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. If you
Yay.
Do, hey, leave us a really cool review.
Oh, yes.
And if you buy shit, don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon
for sure.
Or download a couple of books at crabdiving.com/Audible.
Yay.
And, you don't have to read.
That's the best part. I hate reading. Hate it.
This is, I'm just going to read. This is from Fox 2 again, God. Fox local in Detroit.
Oh shit.
Man starts gas station blaze trying to kill spider with lighter.
Oh, fucking A. Now, I don't hate this guy immediately because, you know, he's just trying to protect himself. What?
He saw a spider on his gas tank and he's deathly afraid of them. So he pulled out his lighter.
What?
And decided to burn it.
This stupid guy. That's why the fuck would you do that? Why wouldn't you try to smash it with something, like a rolled up piece of newspaper or, you know, a shoe?
He grabbed a nearby extinguisher, put the flames out quickly before the firefighters arrived.
How do you explain that?
The fuel pump is all charred. His car was barely damaged. But they say the employees at the gas station have been having fun with the video ever since.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a video of this?
There's a video, so we'll put that.
Is it funny?
Also up on, well, I mean, it's you see this asshole reach down to his car and all of a sudden flames start shooting out.
You know what he was like? He was like, oh, that fucking spider. I'm going to burn this motherfucker.
At the opening of the gas tank.
I do hate this guy. How dangerous. Could have been a tremendous explosion.
Fortunately, there's nobody around him that, you know, could have gotten hurt or whatever, but I... just dumb.
Too bad he didn't have a gun. Right. He could have shot it right into his gas tank.
They say this serves as a reminder about being careful around gas. Don't light a lighter at the point where you put flammable liquid into your car.
If we
Thank
have
you.
To remind.
God.
You know what reminds, well, you know what reminds me of? It's one of the best scenes from a movie ever. Do you remember Zoolander?
Here we go. Oh, wow. That's
Are you impressed?
That's almost pretty recent. Yeah.
That's not this century. It's the 1990s.
Nonetheless, it's, yeah.
Probably 25 years old.
There's a sequel coming soon.
You know, that's going to suck. Who
might
wants to see
not.
That?
Might not. You never know.
Do you remember the scene, though?
Is your
though,
gay
though?
God going to come and save you?
Gay God, why have thou forsaken me? And why are there snakes in Florida? Riddle me that. Remember that scene in Zoolander with the all the models? They just got orange mochaccino frappuccinos.
It is a good movie.
And they're getting gas. They're all in that Jeep.
Yeah, kind of.
They're getting gas. And they start having a fight with the gasoline nozzles. Mm-hmm. They start squirting each other with gasoline, joking around. And then one of the assholes, he lights a cigarette. And they all burn to death. And the whole time this happens under Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. It's the funniest scene.
It's a good movie.
Jitterbug.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, September 28th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are the headlines. At the commie, pinko liberal.
It fate.
I saw you drinking there.
I'm a ventriloquist. I can talk and drink water at the same time.
There is a photograph of the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, of the House of Loonies.
Yay.
Here in the United States of America, you know, the orange guy who cries frequently.
He cried himself to death.
Has stepped down. Apparently, something with the Pope's visit. Just he was like, fuck this. I don't need this shit no more.
I don't know how he lasted so long.
I don't have to deal with these assholes anymore.
What's he going to do for money? Is he going to get a job at Starbucks?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be okay.
He's going to be at the... No,
if he's going to get a job at Starbucks, it'll be the board of Starbucks. Right.
Oh, man.
It says McCarthy jumps in. While House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has announced his bid to become the next Speaker of the House. The Republican from here in California.
Oh, yes.
Is running to replace the current Speaker, who is going to bail October 30th. He said this is just 3 days after Boehner's announcement.
Boehner.
I am running to be your speaker because I know the people's house works best when the leadership you elect listens to members, blah, 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 blah.
Interesting.
We shall see what we shall see. It says the members of, these assholes
right
in the House have a name.
Oh.
Specifically, the House Freedom Caucus, they call themselves. See, you choked.
Oh, my God. Freedom.
Freedom Caucus.
What? Okay. It's creative.
Over the weekend, representative from Florida, Daniel Webster.
The state of snakes and horrible things.
Said he's running for speaker.
Fuck you.
And they're saying that if this guy woos the Freedom Caucus, that it might be a little more difficult for Mr. McCarthy to win without some Democrats voting for him.
Oh, wow. So what are they going to do?
Which, you know, if what that means, if Democrats vote for him.
Fuck you.
Right.
Burn in hell.
The Freedom Caucus is already going to brand him a rhino. And have their sights set for him. They're still dancing on the corpse of Boehner,
right?
And now they've turned their trifocals on to Mitch McConnell.
It's like they're monsters. These Republicans have created monsters, right? With the Tea Party,
absolutely.
These lunatics. Yep. Now they can't. How are you going to work with these guys?
Yep. They opened their legs to the Tea Party.
Uh oh.
And now, look at the baby they've conceived.
Have your stupid infant, the baby. Yeah, they created a Frankenstein.
Right.
Jesus.
Named Trump.
Fuck you.
Right.
Right. I mean, and isn't when Romney lost to Obama?
Obama.
Didn't he? Who's that guy who came out, the head of the Republican Party with the scary little German name? Reince Priebus. He said they were going to reach across the aisle. And, you know, be more inclusive.
I don't know who
what
they're...
What the fuck? You know,
what they're reaching.
What the fuck happened with that?
Or to whom they're reaching.
Their nominees said all Mexicans were rapists.
Right.
That's, to me, the opposite of, you know, fucking A. It's stupid.
So that's the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal. Huffington Post is that Kevin McCarthy jumping in. Also, well, I don't know if that's going to be that. I know that we'll get to this story, this other story here.
Is it about snakes?
No, it's a hugely gigantic, massive story from Science. Oh. So, of course, half the country is going to proclaim it evil.
Right. Where was this in the Bible, by the way? What?
I clutched my chest. Holy fucking shit. It's actually the headline over at the Drudge.
What?
Water on Mars.
Are they saying this is the beginning of the apocalypse or something?
It leads to a Guardian story. Guardian, you know, now is a U.S. site, so it's not only Guardian.
Yeah.
Now it has
they're really conservative, the Guardian.
TheGuardian.com.
Right? Are they a conservative rag?
I believe so. I believe more reputable than, you know, like the Daily Mail.
Or Breitbart, maybe. Are they more reputable than InfoWars?
Breitbart.
Yeah.
The dog's butthole is more reputable than Breitbart.
Hey, did you hear that, Kate? That's a compliment, right?
Researchers are saying that they've discovered stains from summertime flows.
Nice metaphor.
Down cliffs.
Oh.
And crater walls that indicates the chances of liquid water moving, actual liquid water still running down canyons and shit on Mars, increasing the chances that they might find some kind of little tiny microbial life, which would just blow giant granty panties and magic underwear off of so many.
Right.
Of our friends on the right? If now if all of a sudden their multi-thousand year old anthrocentric view of the universe is blown out of the water, where the Lord God created this tiny little speck in the universe just for us monkeys to run around and fuck each other.
I'm anthrocentric as fuck.
Then they're going to have to, you know, reassess.
Yeah, what up? Where's your gun now, assholes? Bam!
It's a lie. There ain't no life nowhere but Earth.
I got a great pitch for a movie for you. Crab Diving trademarks this idea, starring Bruce Willis. We got to get to Mars before we run out of fucking water. They got to get to Mars, bring the water back in a spaceship, and bring it to California before we run out.
Fuck,
what do you think?
Fuck you!
Hello. Are there sharks on Mars?
We've taken over.
Oh, yes. We're taking over Mars?
Right.
Fuck you, Martians.
Be the first podcast done on Mars.
Oh, boy. By the way, Trump just said that all Martians were indeed rapists.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch out for those Martians.
I'm going to get Martian raped.
We're going to build the biggest fence around the Earth. The best fence you've ever seen.
Oh, shit.
We're going to keep those aliens out.
Fuck those Martians. Fuck them.
So I am sitting here amazed that the Drudge Report actually put a major scientific discovery,
yay,
as its headline. But
what's up with that?
There you go. Speaking of this discovery of Mars.
Oh yes. We're like Nova today. Huh? We're like Nova. That show on PBS.
Oh, one of my favorite shows growing up.
That's, good show.
You know, I had no friends, so
my dad used to
Nova.
Had a subscription.
It's not true.
Oh, really? No, you had friends.
I had friends.
Yeah.
Just when you're not with the friends all the time, you sit at home and watch Nova.
Well, of course you had friends. You guys played, what was that game?
Dungeons and Dragons? That wasn't until high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad used to get a subscription to that Nova magazine. I used to look at those. Those are cool. Really fucking cool.
National Geographic, too.
Cool.
So you can see pygmy titties.
Yeah.
Big thing back in the day.
Yeah, but way to boil that magazine down to what it really is.
50 years of photojournalism boiled down to a little kid looking at pygmy titties.
Pygmy titties. That's my Twitter.
So... ringing in on this major discovery, Ryan.
Hello. Yes.
Let's see if you can name this right-wing asshole. It'll take two gurgles.
There's so much fraud, you know.
What? Hey, fuck you, Rush.
Rush. Rush Limbaugh. This is Rush fucking Limbaugh this morning.
There's so much fraud.
Ringing in on the discovery.
There's so much fraud. You know, Snerdley came in today. What's this NASA news? Is NASA news all exciting? He said, yeah, they found flowing water up there. No kidding? Wow. Wow, Snerdley said. Flowing water on Mars. I said, why does that excite you?
Because it's a big deal, you yeah, big you fat fuck.
Guy, who, what? What the fuck is his problem?
Why does that excite you? Why does that excite you?
Why does he shit on it? He just shits on everything.
Oh, sure.
Gross.
Well, probably literally.
Oh, yes. On the glass coffee table. Boom.
An extra $50.
Right. Get out the saran wrap.
What, do you go in there next week? What's the big deal about flowing water on Mars? I don't know, ma'am. It just, wow. I said, you know what? When they start selling iPhones on Mars, that's when it'll matter to me.
Wow.
What
so,
a dickhead.
Yeah, so there it is right there, the view of the right. Yes. Nothing matters
except you.
Commerce, man, yeah. Commerce.
We're not going to have any water, but we're going to have free market.
Right.
You know?
Till we've got some little blunt brown kids working for 4 cents an hour up on that Martian landscape. I don't give two fucks.
Jeez.
I said, what do you think they're going to do with this news? I said, look at the temperature data that has been reported by NASA, has been made up. It's fraudulent for however many years. There isn't any warming. There hasn't been for 18 and a half years.
So now he's saying that NASA has lied all these years. All the years NASA's lied about the temperature changes.
I can't even. Like, I just want him to go to, here's what I want Rush to do. Go to Mars and drink a glass of water before your next broadcast. He sounds like he's dying.
Well, you know, oxy dehydrates you.
Oh, does it really?
For life.
Oh.
It withered his little cochlear hairs.
And yet they're lying about it. They're just making up the amount of ice at the North and South Poles. They're making up the temperatures. They're lying and making up false charts and so forth.
He's just proclaiming this as fact. Everything
NASA says is they're just lying. Every chart they put out, every flyover picture is bullshit. It's doctored.
And by the way, there's a black guy as president.
Has he gone completely Alex Jones batshit crazy? I mean, is he that desperate for attention that he's saying that everything NASA says is a lie?
Fuck yes. What is, why, how can you be anything but pleased to hear this news? I mean, it's interesting, right? There's water on Mars. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do about it.
Possible life.
Yeah, maybe we can go get some of that water when we run out.
Well, that's a very big deal, because if there is a lot of water there, that does affect a possible human trip, because that means we don't have to take all that water with us, because otherwise there ain't nothing there, motherfuckers. We got to take all that shit with us. We got to load the van and take everything we need. We can't hunt for our food.
Don't be such a negative Nancy.
But if they can find water that can somehow be purified and clean.
Is there fish in there? Three-eyed fishes?
Well, there might be little bacteria and viruses, though.
Oh, God damn it.
End us all.
Great. Can't wait to go. Now I'm with Rush. I don't want to go. Who cares? There's going to be all kinds of horrible shit there.
Oh,
be worse than... Yeah.
Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Take that shit to Mars with you. Load it up.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? Oh, I'm dying of some fucked up virus on Mars. The only thing I have left to, you know, to chew on in my last final days is some shitty,
Now I've got the shit from mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. What a horrible way to go.
That's a bad way to go.
By the way, at Pretty Misandry likes your Rush Limbaugh impersonation.
Oh, thank you.
It's very good.
Listen to Pretty Misandry here on the network. But brand new episodes Thursdays, 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Our feminist podcast.
Immediately after. But, you know, you can go to crabdiving.com. If you missed the last one, download it as a podcast. Listen to it. Pour a glass of wine. Have a bath.
This week, she's going to be talking about abortion. She's gonna get some hate mail on that shit.
Wow,
it's gonna be great.
So here's some more of Rush, and you know his crazy theories, right?
Nuts.
I mean, is this me or is this like
no
even nuts for him?
You know,
to say that all the charts that NASA has put out, to say that all the photographs of the ice caps melting that NASA has put out has been just lying. They're lying. They're doctoring it. They're just lying.
You know, here's what I think is going on. I think Rush Limbaugh is simply a hateful little cunt and
little.
corpulent. He's an asshole. And you know, it's like one of these old guys who just hates everything. He's a dick. You know, like me.
Well, listen, French, but you're an asshole.
But come on, doesn't that worry about Mars? What if there's sharks in there? I mean, what? There's there must be
Mars sharks.
If there's water, how do they know it's actually water and not some little oozy little liquid that is it quite
well,
water?
Well, I'm sure they're going to test it.
What if it's the blood of Martian babies?
Well, it could be. Maybe it's the spooge of a big giant Martian mountain monster.
The spooge of Val Kilmer's character.
Remember that cave that they thought they flew the Millennium Falcon into?
Oh, yeah. It was
in the asteroid field? Spoiler alert.
It was a Minock. No.
The Minocks are the little bat-like things that attach to the outsides. And
what was that monster? It was a space slug.
Yeah, big
space slug.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So what's the...
Speaking of...
Stop them from making up something that happened on Mars that will help advance their left-wing agenda on this planet.
So...
Fuck you!
So this whole thing about Mars is propaganda to advance our left-wing agenda. What? He's gone. He's off the deep end, batshit. Alex Jones, Breitbart, WND territory. I always knew he was crazy, but I always thought he was just a crazy, evil, corporatist, misogynist, racist, right. Xenophobe.
Right.
I didn't know he was into these, like, really batshit conspiracies like this. This is nuts.
Yeah. He's lost his fucking mind. I just thought it was the funniest thing. How is this hard to do? You know that shot of the Millennium Falcon coming out of that sea space slug?
Yes.
You can see.
And then it jumps out to bite.
What?
The sea slug... Or the space slug comes out of the hole to bite like a
right,
like an eel,
yeah,
like a some kind of a moray.
How do we do this for today's episode for the blog post picture? Can we make Rush Limbaugh the space slug and still have the Millennium? Is that hard?
Sure.
Is that hard?
Probably not that hard to do lower quality.
Yeah,
I could slap that shit together.
Okay,
or you know we'll get a. We'll farm it out to the Philippines.
Yeah, Fiverr.
Here's a little bit more. I mean, this is...
Hence Nerdly Paws. Oh, yeah, you're right.
What?
You know, when I play golf with excellent golfers, I ask them, does it ever get boring playing well? Does it ever get boring hitting shot after shot where you want to hit it? And they all look at me and smile and they say, never. Well, folks, it never gets boring being right either. Like,
what has he been right about?
0.0.
Maybe he's sharing with us what he was right about.
What the fuck, man?
I am. But it doesn't mean it is any less frustrating. Being right and being alone is a challenging existence.
So he is the only one, ladies and germs. Rush is the only one out there who's right. It's so lonely.
Yeah.
Being at the top of that turd pile.
Listen.
Popping oxys. Anally.
Anally. Got her. I read this story. Speaking of anally, this is a horrible story. I read this story about, you know, you ever heard of Fleetwood Mac with Stevie Nicks, right?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Do you know,
yeah, sure.
Back in the day, she used to have someone blow cocaine into her asshole?
Oh, sure.
You knew that?
Yeah, I heard that one before.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Listen, look, let me give it. Thank you.
It's for Stevie Nicks.
I would like, yes. So give it up for Stevie Nicks, everybody. Do you think she... Boy, if you're a personal assistant and that's on the to-do list, you're not getting paid enough. Or maybe you are. Who knows?
Right. Man the straw. Man the butt straw.
Well, those crazy straws. You ever had those when you were a kid?
Sure. Filled with, it's just a straw filled with sugar, right?
No. A crazy
like
straw.
Kid heroin. Oh, you mean the crooked. Loops. I thought you meant the like pixie stick straw where it's just a straw filled with.
I've had those. Sugar.
Yeah.
But if you're a white guy and you're trying to appear sympathetic or get people to sympathize or empathize with you, don't start your anecdote off with a golf story.
Right.
I mean, that is a rich guy sport.
And
right?
An excellent golfer's story.
No, like, not just some
I'm
shitty,
hanging out with the best.
Not some shitty bougie golfer. Oh, yeah. Lee Trevino, dickhead.
Oh, I'll bet he's a joy out on the links. I'll bet he's a cut up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see a black one over there. Oh.
He doesn't. You think Rush golfs places where there are black people? No.
Well, there's got to be groundskeepers and shit. No, there's got to be. They've got to allow some brown people on the grounds.
What a tremendous asshole! Oh, I was playing golf the other day. Fuck you.
There was a couple of golf courses in my neighborhood growing up, and a few kids that I went to school with ended up going that route through the, you know, becoming caddies like for summer jobs and shit like that. And they said most of those guys are just assholes, just dickwads. Pure and simple. A lot of the people that play golf. Ugh.
It's okay, so there's flowing water on Mars. Yip, 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 yahoo. And hey, you know me. I'm science 101, big-time guy, tech advanced. You know it. I'm all in. But NASA has been corrupted by the current regime. I want to find out.
Regime.
Jesus Christ.
Current regime.
Just call him a Nazi. Just call him a fucking Nazi, you right. Dickhead.
The Muslim. The homosexual Muslim in the White House.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
What they're going to tell us. Okay, flowing water on Mars. If we're even to believe that, what are they going to tell us that means? That's what I'm going to wait for. Because I guarantee you, let's just wait and see. This is September 28th. Let's just wait and see.
It means that there's that there's water on Mars and that they're... What does he think? Okay, let's see. What his conspiracy.
This guy is goddamn, he's just exhausting to listen to. He's a fuckface.
What does this mean?
Don't know how long it's going to take, but this news that there is flowing water on Mars is somehow going to find its way into a technique to advance the leftist agenda. I don't know what it is. I mean, you would assume it would be something to do with global warming, and maybe there was once an advanced civilization. If they say they found flowing water,
what?
Next, they're going to find a graveyard.
No.
What
graveyard?
What?
What does he mean? What do you mean a graveyard? Next, they're going to find a graveyard.
Well, that's why I'm yelling. What?
He's,
what?
I don't
How,
get it.
Where's that leap? Well, it's water. Next. Logically,
hey, you know what they do? You know what they do in space and shit? Where they do these experiments that lead to, like, you know, cancer treatments and cures of different diseases.
Yeah.
All kinds of science shit. That's the agenda that this discovery will probably advance. Maybe if, say, you're a big fucking fat ass asshole that's taken so much oxy, you've grinded your eardrums to a fleshy little nub. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe these NASA assholes figure out some way to make it so you can hear again, you dickhead.
God, I can't.
He is such a profound asshole.
Really gone. I mean, he's really that desperate for.
Has he ever watched Star Trek?
Oh, have you heard him? He's big Rob Bird, Science 101. Yeah, Science 101 is maybe as far as you get. And then, of course, evolution is a big lie. And
oh, sure.
All that bullshit.
God, what an asshole.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of
God.
A little bit of Rush Limbaugh for your Monday earhole.
Why
pleasure?
Why is like the one story in the? Because if you're a liberal, you have plenty to pick from in the news lately that will piss you off, and rightly so. That will just enrage you. But if you're a right wing nut job, you look at everything that's happening in the world. Someone found water on Mars. That's what pisses you off.
Yeah.
What?
Well, sure.
That's asinine. don't get it.
Now, speaking of the right.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's as we predicted, once gay marriage became the law of the land,
fuck you,
they'd all just quiet down and realize that they lost and not do any more complaining.
No.
However, speaking of batshit and totally crazy, we haven't had this person has been out there speaking.
Okay.
And they just wheeled her out again. She was a speaker at this Values Voter Summit, which we could, there's a whole bunch of clips we could, I mean, just nut job after nut job this thing.
Hate group.
And, but here's a little bit of former representative from Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, we haven't heard from her in a long fucking time.
That shit Bachmann.
Is that her? Is that her? Batshit Bachman.
This is her on the Understanding the Times with Janet Markle show.
Oh, God. Janet Markle. Who the fuck is that?
It's a Jesus-y.
Lunatic.
Yeah, it's a Jesus-y.
Chris the Band.
Kind of show. Ministries or something like that.
One Place. My Dick. Sorry.
I don't think that's
not necessary, everybody.
Exactly what their subheading is.
You don't know.
Here's Michelle Bachmann speaking out against the gay.
No one is fighting back against Barack Obama's dangerous policies. I'll say it. They are dangerous policies, and they are pointing America in severe decline. I don't mean to be partisan when I say that. I'm just observing the truth. And I think that's what you're seeing across the country. People see our country in decline. That's not who we are.
Nobody's fighting against Barack Obama's policies.
Oh my
Holy
God.
Fucking shit.
You have that Congress, the Congress of I'm shutting down the fucking government.
Nobody's.
I mean, you got people yelling that he's from Kenya still. Everyone hates him.
Right.
Tons of people hate Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Go to Georgia, go to Florida.
We want to maintain our status as an economic and military super powerhouse, but for what reason? We got to that level because we were built on strong Judeo-Christian values, values that we weren't ashamed of. And when we raise our fist to Holy God and say that we are going to redefine marriage, we are going to be okay with paying a Planned Parenthood to cut up innocent baby parts.
There it is. There it is.
Hiya. Fetal Chop Shop. How can I help you?
Get out the Ginsu knives, ladies and gentlemen.
Choppy, choppy.
Tell them for research. That clearly is a problem. And as we have seen God render judgment in the days of Noah, in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and so forth throughout history, what the prophets have told every generation is that there is a just God, and the people must repent and turn to him. So too in this day of wickedness. And
I mean, this
fuck
is,
her.
This was a representative in the United States House of Representatives. I mean, how fucking creepy is this bullshit?
Oh, my God.
It really sounds like she should be waving a snake around somewhere in the hills of Appalachia.
She is nuts.
And prays, when we raise our fist to Holy God.
Yeah, quit fisting Jesus, okay? Yeah. We're fisting Jesus.
When we lube up our fists to Holy God.
There's so much going on in that clip. She is just a tremendous lunatic. Do you think she believes, or is she trying to sell us a bill of goods, or is she a true believer in God?
She's not.
Into Holy
I don't
Spirit.
Think she's.
You think she believes? Huh?
Yeah, I don't think she's really bright enough to be that self-aware to know that she's fleecing.
Agreed. How many gay people has her husband converted
well,
this
now,
month?
Well, now her husband.
What's the number?
Her husband might be the fake believer.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows he's lying. And she just, you know, Jesus goes along
she's
with
like,
it.
He's like, yeah, honey, why don't you go run for office? Meanwhile, I'm getting paid by Medicare to turn, you know, straight gay guys into straight guys. In what, my straight machine?
Right.
What is it? How does he do
I'm going to suck the gay out of you.
That's right.
In our own culture, we need to do the same. We need to repent and we need to confess because, again, a holy Savior is coming to save us and redeem us from the sin-sick world. We need to be ready. That's a good news story.
Yeah. That's good news. Good news, guys.
Yeah, so she's like, she's kind of cool with all this strife and everything because the more apocalyptic shit gets, right, the wetter she gets. Because the closer it's coming for her to be sucked up into the loins of the Lord.
Oh, yes. She's looking forward to the end of the world, is she?
Right.
God, these people are the worst.
But then she talks about the Islamic countries being obsessed with end times. But then she talks about Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Oh, you know, Israel's going to rise up and it's when Israel runs everything in the Middle East.
These Christians are, you know, are these fundamentalists. They have no idea how fucking crazy they sound.
Right.
They must not have any objectivity or whatever. Because if you said that and heard it played back, surely you'd be like, oh my God, I sound like a fucking lunatic. And I'm batshit crazy.
And another one who I didn't realize was really that heinous and insane, or maybe has just gone that way to sell books, Huckabee.
Oh God, he's a lunatic.
I mean, every day now, it's something just even more batshit than the day before. I just don't remember him being that crazy.
Speaking of Huckabee, I was at a comedy show over the weekend with at the H-Wood Hick, the Hollywood Hick.
Brent Paris on the sevens here on the network, 7 a.m., 7 p.m.
The Hick was having some fun at this show. He had a few drinks and he went up on stage and started screaming about Huckabee and Kim Davis and all that shit.
Awesome.
But he kept referring to Huckabee as this Huckleberry motherfucker.
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. I love it.
Huckleberry motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
By the way, listen to the Hollywood Hick every day on the sevens and at midnight.
Yes. Oh my God. This is a, do you want to hear a little bit about from the, some of the closing remarks at the Values Voter Summit.
Oh yeah, let's hear.
This is Jonathan Kahn, who is a... Fuck remember you. Them, all these idiots talking about this Shemitah or Shemitah, Shemitah, whatever this weird prophecy was, this doomsday.
Shemitah.
That... There was going to be a cataclysmic event. This guy, he's a rabbi.
Oh, sure.
But he's a Jews for Jesus rabbi or something.
Yeah.
He was on the 700 Club. He was all over the place saying, God, we got to watch out for September 13th, which has come and gone. And nada. No Shemitah.
You remember that song? The Shemitah's gonna get you. The Shemitah's right. gonna get you.
Yes. So... that's a fail.
Oh, yes.
But they had this guy speak at the Values Voter Summit.
Fuck you.
Here's a little bit.
Yeah, okay, so it didn't happen.
Here's a little bit of some of the magic you missed if you didn't see the Family Research Council's
hate group,
Values
right?
Voter Summit.
And the third abomination that brings judgment in the Bible. The Bible calls the gods and idols of the nations abomination. And when a nation drives out God, it's never neutral. It always brings in other gods. And so as we've driven God out, there have been idols. We don't call them idols. We don't call these things idols, but they are nevertheless idols. Could there have been a sign concerning this thing in the last days of...
Anyway, the whole point...
He is a lunatic.
...of him and then this other guy. I'm not even going to play the other guy.
Idols!
The other guy says, we're not just facing a rough patch. We're facing implosion. We cannot kill 58 million babies and escape the judgment of God. The train has left the station.
Oh, shit.
Judgment is coming. There's no way out.
Wow, nothing sensationalistic about these assholes, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
The end of the world's coming!
Right. And we're going to be judged as a country because we're killing babies and letting homos lick each other's starfish.
Oh, yeah.
Without imprisoning them or right. Throwing them in jail.
When is the world turning into a giant fireball? Do they have a date for this?
Well, they missed it. September 13th was the Shemitah.
Oh, this past September?
It went poorly, yeah.
I had no idea. Did you know?
Well, we... No.
No one told me.
Apparently it was a whimper of a shemitah.
Why didn't Obama tell us the shemitah was nigh?
What else is going on? Oh,
well, nothing, God. Dude. If the shemitah's coming, what other story
is
there?
It's past.
It's the end of the... Oh. Well,
they
wait.
Fucked up.
It's already passed. But yeah, how is this guy not discredited?
A couple weeks afterwards, and he's up on the stage at the Values Voter Summit.
What do you say? It was like my first question. The shemitah was supposed to happen like 2 weeks ago. What the fuck? What does he say? What? How does he explain himself?
You heard him.
Mysterious.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops.
Yeah. God works in mysterious ways. Maybe he prayed really hard and God decided not to shemitah anybody's
God.
Asshole.
He was just about to. And then this little asshole thought, Jesus, will you please?
Right.
Not shemitah me.
It's like we even put a meme up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. And it said, it's a guy wearing a Jade Helm 15 t-shirt. And he says, our governor saved us from the attack or something like
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's what some of these people are thinking.
Is there Jade Helm 15 merch?
Oh, I would hope so.
Damn, we should have done that on like Teespring or something. We should have made up some Jade Helm 15
pictures. Jade Helm stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's what we should be doing.
I survived Jade Helm.
Right.
I'm sure it's out there.
I survived it.
I've also got, oh God, I just had an idea of what the next story to go to, and
it's slithered away.
Forgotten completely. Oh, I know. Here. This will get your outrage sphincter puckered.
Oh, wait a second.
Or the opposite. It'll unpucker your outrage sphincter and let you flow and blow.
Asphyx outrage sphincters.
Prepare the sphincters of outrage.
The sphincters of outrage have been prepared.
Did you see this story?
Sphincters of outrage.
One of the lowest life forms striding the planet, George Zimmerman.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Did you see what this story? George fucking Zimmerman is trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
And all over Facebook. People are outraged. And then because people reacted to his retweet of a photograph of Trayvon Martin's dead body.
Oh, my God.
Of evidence photos
you
of the kid laying there dead with, you know, those cards with the numbers on them where they have evidence on the ground. You know, it's an obvious police
photo.
Oh,
I've seen Law and Order.
It's been pixelated here, yes. The version we have. But some dried coyote jizz stain tweeted out Z-Man is a one-man army with a picture of dead Trayvon, and Zimmerman retweeted.
Oh, my God. He's on Twitter, George Zimmerman.
Oh, all over Twitter. Oh, yeah.
Why isn't he, like, shunned by society? He should be living in a cave.
Supporters. The last time we talked about this dickwad when he was selling... Remember, he was teaming up with those white supremacists and selling Stars and Bars flags, his art or something like that.
How horrible.
Fuck he's this got guy. People that offer him places to stay.
I think they should make this guy live in Orlando. You know,
so now
contend with that cobra.
It says he's gone on now, according to the Daily News. He says he's going on a depraved Twitter rant after reactions to the retweeting of a picture of Trayvon's corpse.
Oh, God.
Even the Daily News says George Zimmerman's Twitter trolling's reached a new low. Spewing racist rants and boasting about mocking all you trolls. Gee, I sure hate offending people that have plotted and tried to kill me and my family. Is one tweet.
Well, he killed someone. He actually killed someone in someone's family. Didn't he realize that? Or
he was brutally attacked by that kid in the hoodie.
Unarmed kid.
With the Skittles. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Zimmerman has 11,000 followers, retweeted that horrible tweet.
Yeah.
It was up for 4 days before he finally took it down. started swinging back at people on Twitter. In one tweet, he said, I wonder when Twitter will take these images down, with an old tweet of wanted pictures with his face on them.
Oh, yeah.
When are they going to take these pictures down?
God. I mean,
you're alive to see those pictures, you dickwad.
You're not even in jail. He's not even in jail, and he killed someone.
He also
child.
Seemed to dox somebody. In another tweet, he gave out the cell and work numbers for somebody named Michael Williams, an auto worker in Clarksville, Tennessee, who was tagged in a tweet, in the tweet with Martin's death photo.
Yeah.
I don't know why he tweeted, we're going to get another one as soon as you hang. I don't know what's happening there, but right. Said it went last about an hour. And one, he posted a photo of himself smoking a cigar on a bench. As much as I love owning all you trolls, I have to work on my tan. Tell karma she's worthless. God protects me.
You must be shitting me. Insane.
So there you go. Earning more love from Mr. from the world.
Yeah.
George Zimmerman. I think he was pissed at that pharma guy was the evilest person on the internet for a couple of days. So,
oh yeah.
George had to do something.
Who's worse? The guy that wants to make the AIDS drug, you know? Oh God. I
mean, he's going to directly hurt and or possibly kill many, many people. And who knows what, this was the first decision of that kind that we all saw, you know, there's a couple articles out there of this guy just got caught in the spotlight.
Oh my
Shkreli,
God. What else happened?
And then gave a big fuck you. But that kind of price raising is regular. I mean, it just happens. That most of our drugs could be a lot cheaper, but we've got to fund research and development. And then there's an article on our Facebook, I think it is, facebook.com/crabdiving, that I read about how the capitalism, yay, these fucking pharma companies, the reason that they jack up these prices so high is that they've got to cover fucking marketing costs.
Fuck that. That, God damn it.
And the marketing costs, the percentage of the money that their profits go to marketing costs, a lot more than that goes to R&D on new and
oh my God.
Life-saving.
Could you imagine if Pfizer didn't have to spend any money on these hard-on pill commercials, how cheap boner tablets would be?
Well, and do they?
What?
For God's sake, everybody knows about Viagra. Do they seriously need to do they need to advertise that shit?
I don't know. Is there any other dudes in their 50s that just how many?
Well,
they must
they?
Read for boner commercials. Like a 29-year-old reads for Miller Lite commercials. It must be every day.
You know, our country,
out.
I'm trying to remember, there's only two countries in the world, us and New Zealand, I think it is, who
Boy,
allow
cracky.
Direct advertising to the consumer of drugs.
Right.
We're the only ones where you got to sit through a Levitra ad where side effects may include explosive diarrhea and cramps. And
did you see that one?
Nodules on your penis.
Did you see that one hard-on commercial during a Super Bowl where it was some football star? He threw a football through a tire swing.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I was like, Jesus Christ. Way to go, Joe Montana, whoever the fuck it was.
I think that's kind of advertising. It's not necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
And what, you know, what is the last thing a doctor wants is some moron waddling into his office and saying, well, what about this thing I saw on television? I saw somebody playing golf while they were talking about it. You know, why don't you prescribe that for me?
And the fucking doctor's like, okay.
Right.
I'm just trying to do my job objectively. Now you're telling me about a commercial for fucking, you know, Viagra.
Right. George Zimmerman trending and twatting and
twatting.
Just being an overall dickwad.
God.
It's hard to stay, you know.
The pharmaceutical
pacifist.
Industry is worse than George Zimmerman. That's what we've learned today, right? I mean, imagine all the other stories. What you just said, I that blew my mind. I haven't even thought about that.
Right.
The other drug companies that do this bullshit, and we just don't fucking notice.
As a regular practice. I mean, it's not this is not a surprise to anyone who really knows big pharma and the way they work and what they do. And that's part of the problem. And then you say, well, you know, well, maybe this is something that maybe we, the people, should nationalize.
Yes.
You're a commie. You're going to have killing fields just like Pol Pot.
Yeah.
You want to make it okay for everybody to get medicine if they're sick, you evil fucker.
God, it was so tedious. There was a great meme that went up on our Facebook that listed, it was kind of a too long, didn't read meme, but there were all these, it was all these, the tenets of socialist Democrats.
Democrats.
Being a Democratic socialist.
Okay.
Like Bernie Sanders identifies, and as like a lot of these European countries, Northern European countries, are democratic socialist nations, they consider them, where you it's a democracy with, you know, a healthy injection of socialism.
Burn in hell.
And what seems to happen, I don't know, people seem to be fucking happy and thriving.
Fuck you.
But the, I don't know where it's going.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, what are you talking about, how socialism has such a bad rap in this
country?
Oh,
yeah, so there was that meme.
Meme.
And it explained, you know, it's kind of like aimed at people who they hear the word socialism and Stalin pops into their head and Hitler pops into their head. They're so uninformed that they then so indoctrinated by our rah-rah American capitalism flag-waving upbringings that communism equals socialism, which is wrong, and that they're evil. All of it's evil. Marxist equals socialist equals Leninist equals evil equals Stalinist equals
now get to Hitler.
Socialism
right.
equals Hitler.
Yeah. I blame that on these idiots. They watch a lot of fucking late night cable television, and basically the Discovery Channel, what, after midnight, it's all Hitler.
All Hitler,
Stalin,
all the time.
Horrible fucking things. It's in their subconsciousness.
And they also you know, misappropriate them to atheist movements.
Listen, I'm not into Hitler.
You can't tell them.
I'm not a Nazi.
You try to remind them that the army belt of the German army had, like, God is with us on it or something like that. I mean, really? Hitler was a Catholic.
In the belt? How stylish.
Christian.
Yeah.
You know, they try to say that, no, atheists have killed more people than anybody.
No, that's not fucking true. Whoever's saying that, fuck off.
And then the atheists bring up the Crusades and, you know, but you can't tell them that the whole Pol Pot thing and the whole Stalin thing, it wasn't institutional atheism that caused them to kill people. It was political totalitarianism.
Fuck you.
It wouldn't have mattered even if there was a big herd of atheists that said, fuck you to Stalin. Guess what's going to happen to those atheists?
Goodbye.
Right.
Sayonara, baby.
It doesn't matter if you're an atheist. People weren't killed simply because of their religious belief.
Yeah.
It's just not true. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, George Zimmerman.
Georgie, go fuck yourself. God, what a dick. We ever going to do a George Zimmerman news story where it's like, wow, good for you? No.
I don't think so. I find that unlikely.
There's no way he will ever be sympathetic.
We've got a story from, Ben Carson. We talked about him before.
What an idiot.
Just keeps piling up about Ben Carson, about the religious stuff, man. The
he's a brain surgeon.
Darwinism. Darwin was inspired by the devil.
Oh yeah, you didn't know that? That was his favorite. He had a picture of the devil next to his bed.
He was. It was. He had a devil-shaped butt plug that he wore all the time to make sure it was with him and in him.
Oof, got the dishwasher friendly, by the way, the butt plug of Satan.
I've got a follow-up. We've talked about
crab diving follow-up.
This is in the news. This is all the liberals laughing and pointing moment. one of the daily many.
Oh, yeah, it's all of it.
But this is, do you remember a little while ago, there was a kid who became internet famous and
how trashy.
Caused a lot of right-wing underwear to get soiled in
Glee when this kid took to the YouTube and was talking about, was shitting on Obama. It's a 13-year-old kid. He's an African-American kid.
Right.
And he basically, I don't even remember what his first video was about, but he went on YouTube.
Yeah.
And instantly became a conservative pundit genius.
That's great.
Waving around, look at this brilliant kid who hates Obama. Ha ha, look at him, school the president.
Yay.
His name is CJ Pearson.
Right.
13 years old again.
He's got a YouTube show?
At some point, he managed, he's got 43,000 followers on the Facebook.
How depressing. He's a kid.
And
who the fuck follows a kid on Facebook?
From what he had, for his initial fame and stuff, he got somehow wrangled a 5-minute interview with Ted Cruz.
Oh, my God.
And I guess Ted Cruz was so impressed with the little fella.
Oh, my God.
That he hired him to be his, quote, youth outreach chairman.
Oh, my God. It's so gross. Ted Cruz is disgusting. He's trying to take advantage of this kid's 15 minutes of fame.
Well, and really all this kid does is he'll read some other GOP talking point that somebody, Obama says something. He doesn't come up, he just reads what somebody else says, gets on and says, Black Lives Matter. That's all. That's racist.
Or whatever. Honestly, who follows this kid on social media? I mean, do you give a shit? I mean, no, I mean, I don't hate kids or anything. It's not what I mean, but I mean, do you want to read the thoughts of a 9-year-old in your newsfeed every day?
A 13-year-old? No, or whatever. I don't. I don't care.
I'm going to read the thoughts of really, really smart people that are adults that maybe write books and
really,
shit.
That's who you're going to parade around?
Oh, of course.
I mean, I'm a flaming liberal, progressive, tree-hugging liberal.
Yeah, man.
If some 12-year-old kid was somehow out there espousing liberal causes, I would still be like, yeah, you know, come on.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you, but
you know, listen.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's very weird. A lot to learn. The there's one of his videos says, President Obama, do you really love America?
Oh my God. This poor fucking kid. He's probably got some evil ass parents that have just like fucking brainwashed him.
Well, so on a couple days ago, he tweeted out a screen cap. And he said, well, this sucks. And it was allegedly a screen cap of the Twitter account for President Obama.
Okay.
The verified account.
Oh.
And it says, you are blocked from following at POTUS and viewing at POTUS's tweets. Learn more. And the kid goes, well, this sucks. So putting out there that, oh, obviously he was blocked.
Yes.
By the president of the United States. The right goes bonkers.
Oh, they love it.
Oh, the president has to block a 13-year-old. He can't even fight it out with a 13-year-old.
He can't handle it. Do you think Obama really blocked this guy?
Well, the White House finally responded. The White House has to take time.
Yeah, we're dealing with Iran.
To respond to this giant tsunami of assholitude.
Right. We were trying to deal with the Congress. It wants to shut the government down.
And the White House is like, we don't block anybody. But the president doesn't block anybody.
But what about the picture?
Anybody.
What about the proof?
Well, then the internet goes to it and finds out it was Photoshopped.
What?
They found like an original photo that was taken from on the internet. You can see where like the learn more was in the wrong font. Or
it's not even
like
good,
that.
Right?
And it's just fake. It's just plain fake. It's fake.
So what are they saying? What's the right saying now?
So the Blaze, the fucking Blaze.
Okay.
Our friend Glenn Beck.
Oh, sure.
His place.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Glenn Beck.
Hand me my nice sweater.
The Blaze really broke this story and outed this kid because one of their reporters over there was like, well, this doesn't make sense. And the Blaze is the one that broke the story.
Wow,
that's
shocking. What's going on at the place?
So this kid goes to Facebook and says, there's about to be a story about me.
Oh, okay.
Blah, 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 blah. It's like, whatever, move on. So now he's claiming that, like, a friend of him, of his, showed him this, that showed it to him on his friend's phone, wasn't his phone, and he just reacted to it, and let's all move on.
Right. Listen, kid, you lied. You need to have a sit down with your parents. They need to fucking,
which wouldn't matter, but this has happened before. They've come out with all kinds of nefarious things this kid's done already. That
he's an asshole.
They found out that there was a an exchange between him and some Twitter asshole that used a racial slur against the kid.
Okay,
but they found out, they traced it back to the kid.
He
made a fake account and was fighting with himself to gain popularity.
I think the Tea Party should give this kid an internship or something. This guy seems right up your fucking alley.
Go work for Fiorina.
Oh, absolutely.
She's lying. That's all she's doing with that, waving that fake video bullshit. they've talked to the Ted Cruz campaign. Ted Cruz campaign hasn't made a comment, but he still is listed as their youth outreach.
How stupid. Something youth like outreach. He's a fucking liar. He's good with Photoshop. Congratulations.
Yeah, blogger for Georgia's Peach Pundit noticed that the most toxic aspects of the fight came from an account egging on the battle with racial slurs. That account was easily traced back to Pearson himself.
Fuck this kid. Honestly.
And he's the one, that's the reason we initially talked about him. He was the one screaming, and the right was screaming, outraged that he was silenced on Twitter or on Facebook.
Yeah.
When on Facebook, you can't have a page before you're 13.
Oh.
You can't have an account before you're 13.
You can't have, like, even your own personal Facebook account.
They don't want little kids on Facebook. You can't.
Right.
So you're not supposed to before you turn 13. So when he started his pay Facebook page and account after he shit on the president, became conservative moron famous.
Yes.
Then Facebook was like, this kid's too young, and they booted his account.
Right.
But according to him, it's the evil left-wing media that shit on this poor little, this youthful, brilliant commentator from the right. They're terrified of him, so they silenced him. Obama did it.
I mean,
it was that J.E.W. Zuckerberg.
Yes. Oh, well, you know. But I mean, the kid created all of this. It's all bullshit. This whole story
all
is
that outrageous bullshit.
It's based on bullshit.
And guess what happened a couple months later when he turned 13? He started an account and started his page up, and nobody took it away from him.
Oh, okay.
Nobody ended. That's it.
Wow.
It was because he was
so tall. Silencing him.
But he still rode the wave of I've been silenced. I've been persecuted.
I mean, this makes perfect sense. I mean, because you know those fetal chop shop videos are fucking fake.
Right.
But still, you hear about them as if they're real from the right.
Daily Caller reported that Pearson was blocked by the president.
Oh, no.
One conservative site, Twitchy, said, Twitchy. The White House is afraid of a 13-year-old boy.
Does no one check these stories? Was it so hard to discover that this kid had Photoshopped something and it's total bullshit? Isn't that the first thing you would check?
Right.
I mean, if you're a fucking journalist.
The kid tweets out, they lied about Benghazi. They lied about the IRS. They lie about every issue of importance to the American people. That's when the White House said back to him first, we don't block anybody.
Right.
So he tweets back, you lied about Benghazi. Like, who's talking to him, too? Is it
parents.
Is it dumb of me to think that this kid is not coming up with Benghazi and the IRS by himself at 13?
His idiot fucking parents sit around all day bitching about Obama.
Or handlers now.
Oh my God. Does he have people?
Maybe he's got 40,000.
Does he have a posse of idiots that hang around him?
And then they found out the online sleuths, it says, went after him. And the first thing they found out really quickly was that he tweeted out showing that he's still following the president.
Yeah, but he's blocked.
There you go. So he couldn't have been still following. You're not allowed to still follow. So they found he was a liar. And then guess what happened after they tweeted that out into the Twitter sphere? This kid's lying. He can't be blocked.
Oh, yes.
Because he's following the president. He miraculously unfollowed the president.
Oh, yeah. And then the right can say, you're just trying to crucify this kid. It's an evil left-wing agenda. He's a fucking liar. His parents should be like, listen.
Time to move on, he's saying now.
No, it's not time to move on. Your parents should take you aside and say, hey, why are you being a fucking liar all over the internet? You suck.
Right, and it's there's a bunch of the story. This other story in The Blaze. This is a right-wing nut job who's writing this. He said, I tried to give CJ advice. I know he's going to lash out at me now. But we used to work together. I told him he had promise, but that he had to keep it in perspective.
Okay.
Truth and stay humble.
Wait,
stardom can ruin those things, and it did for him. This kid's, he's only been around for like 6 months. And he's like a big star. Stardom ruined him. 13.
And somebody at The Blaze is saying that he had promise or he has potential.
Right.
Well, he's a 13-year-old kid. Every 13-year-old kid has potential.
I'm sure, yeah.
You're fucking 13.
And he's a smart kid, apparently.
Yeah. But he's really smart.
Right. But how much is him parroting what he's being told?
100%.
I'd be impressed if his parents were like flaming liberals and he went the other direction.
Come on. Maybe. Oh, it's like Family Ties.
Right.
What you're describing is exactly the setup of Family Ties.
Right.
Starring Michael J. Fox, Michael Gross. Who played? Doesn't matter.
This guy continues talking about this CJ kid.
Yeah.
CJ and I, when I was still in politics, were going to work on some things, but he didn't like advice.
He's 13.
And he wanted, quote, his brand.
Fuck you.
To grow instead. People, including myself, tried to help CJ.
What?
I really thought he could do great things, but he wasn't willing to listen. Most of all, CJ lied to me numerous times and to many people I know and love. That's when I knew there was a problem. So apparently
he's
kid
a child.
And his people are lying to everybody and just desperate to make him instantly famous and make money off
I'm
him.
So worried about CJ's brand. He's 13. He's trying to establish a brand.
Right.
How about try to learn how to be a decent fucking human being and not be such an asshole?
Well, and now good I'm luck. Sure all these stories are the vast left-wing media hit job, right?
Oh, sure. It's an attack job. They're attacking the fact
all the truth they're telling is a hit job.
He's famous because he lied about this fucking Photoshop thing or Obama not telling, blocking him on Twitter.
Right.
It's so stupid.
See what else is going
Congratulations,
on.
Congratulations, right wing, though. Look at their look at their idols, their heroes. Fuck you.
This one is on our Facebook already, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Thumbs us up, like us, share us.
This is a Kentucky Republican. And it says libertarian candidates.
Fuck you.
That basically are suing to overturn state ethics laws limiting campaign contributions to 1,000, and they want to overturn the prohibition from accepting gifts from lobbyists.
What? Are we in like the Game of Thrones days or something?
Yeah, basically, they want to make bribes legal.
Okay, so if I'm a fracking company, I'm going to buy everybody in your little Senate office Porsches.
Right.
Lamborghinis all around. I want to pump the earth full of bullshit. Does anybody not see a problem with this? Oh, my God, you conservatives are such fucking idiot assholes.
This is Kentucky Republican State Senator John Schickel. and a couple of guys that are running on the Libertarian ticket for some other state seats filed lawsuits. They say it infringes on the legislature's lobbyists and employers of lobbyists' right to freedom of association. See, they're trying to use this freedom of speech thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fucking Citizens United.
But we just don't want to legalize bribes. I mean, why do you have to explain this to people? You want your people in charge to make objective decisions, right, and not like, oh, listen.
They're just saying, fuck it. We're not even going to pretend to have a democracy anymore.
I don't give a
shit. We're just going to hang out the coffers and say whoever fills it the most gets my attention.
I mean, if I'm a politician and that you can get bribes, I'll be like, hey, listen, what do you want? What do you want? Buy me some golf clubs. I hate golf. Buy me a fucking whatever.
Well, that's what's so weird about Trump is that Trump is out kind of trying to pretend he's populist by talking about that shit. Like saying, you know, oh, I give to people's campaigns and they do stuff for me. I won't do that.
Yeah,
that's bull. I won't do that. That makes sense in that one.
I love what he said about his casino. He wanted casinos in Florida. He was like, well, listen, if I would have wanted it, I would have gotten it.
Jeb Bush. No, if I wanted it, it would have happened. I got the best lawyers. I got the best people. If I would have wanted it, it would have.
Oh, my God. That guy's terrifying. You want him with the nuclear football? Fuck you. Yeah,
he's had a rough weekend, though. He was on 60 Minutes over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it didn't, you know, it was like the same crap, basically.
I feel like Trump does well when he's being interviewed and questioned by idiots, like morons. He starts to have problems maybe when he goes on something like a 60 Minutes or maybe.
Right.
Or maybe Charlie Rose.
Trump today, though, actually released actual policy, his tax plan.
Oh, yes.
He says that he's going to drastically cut income taxes for millions across the whole spectrum of wealth.
Oh, that's great.
Wants to get rid of loopholes popular on Wall Street. He says it'll provide major tax relief for middle income and for most other Americans. You know, in fact, he says part of it, individuals that make less than $25,000 a year and 50 for married couples pay no income tax.
Oh, shit.
Under his plan, which is more people. Remember, in the last elections, they were always like, look at all these people that don't pay any tax at all.
Right.
These poor people. Let's make them pay something.
Well, I mean, my guy, so now they're
going to they want to tax food stamps.
Yeah.
How do you tax money that you're giving people as assistance?
So they can eat.
Right.
I'm eating.
They should pay that back.
Oh, my God.
God, these people are evil.
These corporations should pay something back.
So really, that provision is anti-Republican. That's
it doesn't make any sense. It just goes to show you that the Republicans, they don't give two shits about any of their policies. They don't give a shit. They're just trying to satisfy these Koch brothers or whatever.
He's also, his proposal also looks like it's going to help the wealthiest Americans, though.
No, okay. Shocker.
The top bracket would pay 25%, which is a cut from 40% that it
Fuck
is
this.
Now.
Fuck this. How's
but he
this
says
work?
By closing loopholes, that's what they keep saying. We're going to close those loopholes. We're going to close those loopholes. Who opened those loopholes but you,
right,
Trump, and all these corporate dick cheeses that...
And we're supposed to believe
he's
going to close them. Because he's had what? An epiphany or something? As he realized, was in the middle of the night? He was... You know what it was? He just went to sleep. He just read his favorite speech by Adolf Hitler.
Right.
He wakes up in the middle of the night with the epiphany. He's like, you know what? The rich need to pay less taxes.
Right.
Or no. We need to close these loopholes.
He's claiming that that there are people in the top who won't be thrilled because, well, here's the thing. If he could actually and for true make people pay 25% of their income, a lot of them would be squealing and crying because they pay nothing. What did they figure out Romney's tax rate was? Like 85%. 11 or 12% effective tax rate?
That's insane.
On hundreds of $100 million that
How
Romney
much does
made?
He have?
For some ridiculous...
Hundreds of millions. I'm not going into it. I was about to say, why does he want to be president? That's my immediate thought every time.
Yeah, well, it's a... We've said it. Type A...
Idiots.
Yeah, God complex, narcissism.
If I had his money, I'd be running a grape farm in Malibu. What's in Hawaii? Not Malibu. Maui.
Maui.
In Maui, on a grape farm.
Trump's. Why even have a farm?
Yeah,
you got to fuck that shit.
I always thought it'd be fun.
Bikini farm.
Oh yeah, that's true. I want to own a coffee farm. I want to make coffee. I love coffee. No, I don't. I mean, I love coffee. Don't you think it'd be fun to have people walk around, you tool around your old...
Weed farm.
Oh, yeah. There you go. A weed farm.
Yes. A weed and nudist colony.
I don't know. You want to walk around in your farm with no pants on. Oh, my God. Can you imagine running up against some poison ivy or some...
Well, you have landscapers.
Oh, sure.
There's a headline on Raw Story... where I was just reading about this asshole Republican in Kentucky who wants to, just buy elections.
Outright. Great.
Everybody just buy them. It says, Washington man shoots self in scrotum while fighting off meth hallucinations of Mexicans in trees.
Whoa. Who the fuck is this? It's Ernest Hemingway.
Martin Eugene Hoyer. Was on day two of a methamphetamine binge.
What part of Florida is he from?
This is Washington State.
Oh, shit.
When he kicked in his neighbor's door holding a handgun, or he had a handgun in his waistband.
Oh, could you imagine?
When he kicked in the door, the gun went off, and the bullet lodged in his scrotum.
Oh, my God. I mean, were there people in the house when he kicked in the door? I mean, did he surprise anyone?
Before he had burst through the window, he pointed, it's a big gun, .45 caliber.
Oh, great.
At another woman through her window.
Thanks, Wayne LaPierre.
He said voices he heard coming through his air vents told him the neighbor was plotting with a bunch of Mexicans and white guys to steal his cash and his truck.
How great is it that he is able to have a gun? Good for us.
Meth.
Oh, steal my cash and my truck. Are you sure it's not Florida?
He returned to his apartment, said that's when he started yelling about Mexicans in the trees outside his apartment who were plotting to jump on him.
Oh, my God. I hate the tree-jumping Mexican. Oh, terrifying.
He... then said he imagined that more Mexicans were in the neighbor's apartment trying to get her to open the door, get her to open his door to rob him. So he went to her apartment to save her. When he went to kick in the door, his gun went off. Ricocheted off his hip bone, went into his lower abdomen, and came to rest in his scrotum.
Came to rest. Taking a nap.
Came to rest in his scrotum. How often do you hear that?
Oh, never. Oh, my God.
They say there was no permanent damage from the injury. Good thing he can still reproduce.
What's he in jail for?
Get this. Yeah. He's already got a second bullet lodged in his body from an earlier gunshot wound.
Oh, my God.
He's got four previous felony convictions.
Why is he doing with a fucking gun?
They say he smoked about $100 worth of meth in 2 days. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Apparently, it means a lot.
Oh, man.
They found three other firearms in his home,
yes,
along with ammo and small amounts of meth.
Great.
He's being held on $50,000 bail.
What kind of, how many pet snakes does this asshole own?
On weapons and firearm charges.
Jesus Christ. Marginal.
Which are the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Weapons and firearms charges?
Right. Aren't they?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know. God, what a lunatic. Could you imagine you're sitting there eating cornflakes? Some guy, this happens in like 5 seconds, kicks in the door, screaming like a lunatic. His gun goes off in its waistband, ricochets off a hip, then comes to rest in his testicles.
Right.
That happens in like 2 seconds.
Yep.
Jet. amazing. I can't imagine what that would be like.
Right.
That shit'll that'll leave an impression. That'll fuck you up for a while if you see that.
Speaking of lead striking genitalia.
Yes.
I don't know if we put this up on Facebook. This happened over the weekend. There was a guy who got shot in the dick.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Showed up at the hospital with a gunshot wound to his penis and claimed that he was taking out the trash.
Right.
When a big, scary black guy came up to him and tried to rob him.
Oh, yeah.
And that he was shot.
Uh-oh. So he's lying.
When the police investigated, they spoke to a neighbor who said that actually they heard anguished screams coming from inside the house earlier in the evening. Police entered the apartment. They found traces of bullets at an empty gun case. They finally questioned him again when he fessed up that he lied. Accidentally fired it while trying to purchase a gun.
Oh my God. Wait.
As a convicted felon, he's not legally allowed to own a firearm.
Oh, okay. Well, it's another gun success story today on Crab Diving.
After undergoing surgery to repair his penis,
oh man.
He was interviewed a third time. He said the gun went off when he put it in his pocket.
Oh, that'll happen.
But he's refusing to squeal on the gun or the identity of the dealer. They can't find the gun that he used to shoot himself in the car.
Where the fuck
so
is
the
it?
So the dealer probably, he put it in his pocket, went off.
The dealer got the fuck out of there.
The dealer's like, grabbed the gun and bailed.
Yeah.
He's facing charges, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Somebody shot me penis.
Possession of a firearm by a drug offender.
Oh.
All of these, by the way, the NRA would like to get rid of.
Oh,
right?
Sure. What a great guy, huh? Could you imagine he's your neighbor?
And filing false reports of crimes.
Can we ask why the fuck was this guy buying another gun?
But think about a poor, large African-American gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
Standing, waiting for the bus a block away or something, or walking.
And he's
after this fuckwad tells his story, and all of a sudden the police are beating the shit out of some black guy walking down the street.
Yeah. Imagine you're being questioned. Right. You shoot somebody in the dick a block away. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Stop resisting. Boom. Yeah. Stop resisting. Boom.
I mean, listen, I was taking out my trash and I was attacked by a large African-American. Whatever.
Right.
Who cares about, by the way, asshole, who cares about you or your trash? Who would want to attack you or wants anything this guy has? What a marginal asshole.
And of course, big black guy.
Yes. And what the fuck was this guy doing buying another gun? Was he going to perpetrate some fucking crime?
Well, he's a miscreant.
Yeah. You are a miscreant.
He is.
How Dickensian.
And now he's, had his penis repaired.
And he's got to go to jail?
Miscreant.
Could you imagine? You get your dick operated on, and you got to go behind bars.
There goes the reach around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. You're going to have to ask Bubba to be extra right. Fucking gentle, which I don't know. Oh, God.
Well, I mean, do you want to, since we're talking about guns.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
In the sovereign, wonderful sovereign republic of Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Sorry.
Houston police are saying that an attempt, this is a good guy with a gun.
Right.
Story, Ryan.
Oh, wonderful.
That had things gone differently would probably be used against us in one of our many Twitter exchanges anytime we tweet anything about gun sense or gun control.
I'm an asshole. I think we should have less guns, but I don't.
Why do you hate the Second Amendment?
I don't know. I hate you. How do you like that?
What part of infringe don't you understand? I got that one yesterday.
Go fuck yourself. Oof.
So, 11:15 the other night at the Valero gas station in North Houston.
Oh, I've been to a Valero. They're nice.
There was an attempted carjacking.
Oh, okay.
But what happened was an armed man attempted to stop a carjacking, and it went horribly wrong when he shot the victim in the head.
Oh, shit. That's the opposite of what he wanted to do, I imagine.
Two men jumped the owner of a Chevy pickup truck and tried to take off with the car. As they struggled with the car owner, a passerby with a gun...
Oh, shit.
...fired multiple shots, missing the thieves, but struck the victim in the head.
The guy getting his car stolen.
The shooter, yeah. The shooter, the good Samaritan with a gun trying to help... scooped up his shell casings and got the fuck out of Dodge.
Oh, okay.
The injured man is in stable condition, so he's not dead, even though he took a bullet to the head.
Jeez.
Police found the stolen truck a couple miles away, and they haven't yet apprehended the gentleman, Mr. Good Guy with a gun, that opened fire on the scene, and the only one he hit was the victim who was getting
robbed. And the car still was stolen, correct? God damn it. So now, I mean, otherwise he would just be out of car and the insurance would maybe replace it. Or even if it didn't, he wouldn't be shot in the fucking head had it not been for that idiot.
All right.
Oh, God. More guns equals more safe. More guns equals more safe.
I don't get it.
And you got people walking around in Target with guns strapped around their fucking back.
And
idiots.
I wasted my time over the weekend with one of these guys and who was like, you know, he seemed like he would engage in intelligent discourse. And I laid out my feelings of gun control that, you know, I don't think we're going to take them all away. I don't think they should be taken away. But
sure, some people still need to get shot.
I don't see why. I don't see why we can't have... background checks, why we can't register sales.
Fuck you.
And why we can't have high capacity mag.
Ate a dick.
And I said there seems to be a subculture. I didn't even accuse this guy of being subculture. A gun nut.
Right.
I said there's an extreme subculture who has a knee-jerk visceral reaction. If we say that as rational humans, why don't we talk about guns?
Stay away from my guns! Stay away from my Second Amendment! Burn in hell! Right. We just don't want to get shot to death, man.
Second Amendment, why do you hate America?
Oh, God. I mean, even if you bring up, like, Sandy Hook and all the kids that died from that shooting, or, you know.
You hate America. Why do you hate?
God,
why do you hate
Second Amendment? They do that.
What part of infringed don't you understand?
They don't have any fucking shame.
And I'm like, well, what part of well-regulated don't you understand? That's not what they meant. You know, this is, it's like
how
the fucking
know?
Bible. It's like a goddamn interpretation bullshit.
How do you know what your wooden-toothed, slave-owning fucking forefathers meant?
Plus, they didn't have ARs.
Oh, right.
Back then. They had muskets.
Yeah.
If you want to make it so that everybody has a musket, I'm okay with that.
How many?
Like,
how,
isn't it the Jim Jeffries
oh,
joke?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go back to when everybody has muskets.
Right. Takes, you're not going to kill yourself
you're all
with
angry,
musket.
Yeah.
I mean, how long, how many, what is it, balls? What musket shoot?
Musket balls, yeah.
How many of those can you fire
just
off in a minute?
Chunks of lead. Not many. I think it takes more. It's bang. You got to clean it out.
Right.
Then you put the bullet in, then you put the wadding, then you, or no, you put the powder, then you put the wadding, then the bullet.
Oh my God.
Then you tamp it all down. Then
how
you got to put the, then you got to prime the pan. You got to put a little bit of powder in there.
Yeah.
And then for the flint, to strike that, and it takes a while.
Yeah. Would you outlaw potato guns?
Aren't they?
I don't know. I
think
they?
Potato guns are outlawed, aren't they?
Oh, God. We built some potato guns when I was a kid.
Yeah,
my dad built a potato gun out of PVC pipe, and we used an igniter from a barbecue stove.
We also threw lawn darts at each other back
jarts,
in the day.
Jarts.
So.
Lawn jarts.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the best.
Right.
Let me catch one in my chest.
You're right. Get to put their eye out. We always heard it from somebody at the family picnics. One of the aunts would be running around saying somebody's going to put their eye out. And all the dads would be like, yeah, whatever.
Hey, give me a beer.
Pass me a beer and a cigarette, right? So there you go there. A couple of penis shots and ball shots.
Perfect.
From some of our friends with the gun nuts, man. Still the creepiest, probably the creepiest group out there, right?
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, absolutely, because they're all crazy and they all have fucking guns.
That engage with us, at least.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and they're like, fuck you, we're going to come get you. They're violent. There was that story not too long ago in the HuffPo, we talked about it, where if you own a gun, you're more likely to be a tremendous asshole.
That if you're carrying a gun, you're more likely to feel the urge to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
you have it.
Yeah, that you're more likely to escalate the situation to the point where it requires you pulling a gun because of the fact that you've got
a gun.
Your gun balls on. Yeah.
Right. Get your gun balls on. Get your gun balls on. I'm less likely to get my gun balls on because I don't have any guns. Right. But plenty of balls.
So police still looking for the guy that shot the victim in the head.
Wow.
Saved him. And didn't even save the guy's truck.
Give it up for shitty Batman.
Right.
Yeah, he's shitty Batman. That's like, that guy totally sucks. He totally made the situation worse.
Well, right. Right.
What was his thought process? He must have felt good at some point because he's like, oh my God, I finally get to use my gun. I am finally going to have my Jack Bauer moment. I am going to be a tremendous hero.
Right. And bang, 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 bang,
oh,
bang.
Fuck.
What happens?
Something went wrong.
Right.
God damn it. Do you think he told his wife or do you think he told anybody or whoever about this? Or?
Oh, I don't know. The guy who went home, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I probably, shot. Who knows?
I fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey.
I shot me a couple of brown ones that were taking a truck.
And I shot this one guy in the head.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. That's it for today, Monday edition of Crab Diving Live. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. And then a little while later in the evening, you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com.
Hell yeah!
If you want an insider tip, go to SoundCloud. It's there early.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow his Twitter at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at VileExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And everything and anything crab diving related, crabdiving.com. Following right now, a brand new episode of The Midnight Breakfast.
Hell yeah.
Comedian David Sharp has a couple of comedians over for some breakfast and conversation. They're going to be talking about the Midwest.
Oh, really? And bacon.
On today's episode. Stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't change that dial.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.